weekend of protest. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Even before Friday's ruling from the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, supporters of abortion rights had been mobilizing.
Hundreds here in Dallas and hundreds in Fort Worth. They tell me that they're angry, sad, and disappointed, but they really want to turn that anger into action. In the sweltering heat, North Texans walk the streets in anger.
Yeah, I'm just really disappointed. I'm not proud to be an American.
Abortion rights advocates in response to Friday's Supreme Court decision reversing Roe v. Wade.
Reporter Peyton Yeager with Fox 4 in Dallas. In Portland, Oregon, protesters busted windows and spray-painted businesses. The latest decision has some fearing that the Supreme Court could go after other past rulings like the right to same-sex marriage. Later, New York, San Francisco, and Chicago will hold their pride parades. Protesters also gathering in Germany for the G7 summit, where world leaders are renewing their commitment to Ukraine.
Leaders are going to be talking about core problems that are on the top of mind for all of us across the board, like rising prices, supply chain disruptions, all exacerbated by this war in Ukraine and by Mr. Putin's decision.
John Kirby with the National Security Council. As the war grinds on, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is urging allies not to give in to fatigue. Following the G7, President Biden will head to Spain for a NATO summit. Another sign of Israel's deepening political crisis, Parliament is expected to dissolve itself this week, triggering new elections this fall, the fifth time in 3 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Here come the lawsuits. Planned Parenthood of Utah and the ACLU of Utah are suing the state over a law that bans nearly all abortions. The groups say it violates the state constitution. The law took effect Friday after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, a decision that Senate Republican Mike Lee of Utah agrees with.
Roe was, as Justice Alito properly described it, egregiously wrong. It was severely wrong.
Under the Utah law, anyone found guilty of performing an abortion could face up to 15 years in prison. Abortion is now a crime in Oklahoma as a result of Roe's reversal.
We have passed more restrictive laws in the last session. We now have a deal where abortion is illegal from the moment of conception, except to save the life of the mother.
John O'Connor is Oklahoma's attorney general. Nuclear talks with Iran could be given another shot.
Those talks will restart in the coming days in Vienna, according to a Saturday announcement by the European Union and Iran. The hope is to relieve tensions between Tehran and world powers, while Iran inches closer than ever to weapons-grade level uranium under decreasing international oversight. Iran earlier this month removing 27 surveillance cameras of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency. Former President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A Norwegian man originally from Iran is accused of shooting up a pride festival in Oslo. The man, described by police as an Islamic extremist, has a long history of violence, threats, and mental illness. A defense lawyer says the man hasn't denied carrying out yesterday's attack that killed two people, but he cautioned against speculating about a motive. Pam Huso, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.